Good Training Resources. This is Brock.
And this is John.
So we pride ourselves on practical information, making things easily consumable by our membership, as well as giving a lot of the soft stuff that's not necessarily black letter law. And what better soft stuff than pointing out good training resources? John, what do you feel are the best print or online resources for deals?
Well, I mean, let's separate these into two categories, you know, the free and the paid. Obviously, you and I, as you referenced, we're partial to a particular group of paid sites where you can even ask questions and get them answered. But in terms of free sites, I think this is kind of ridiculous, but I think everything starts with Google. It is a really remarkable tool, and a well-defined Google search can be a goldmine of information. I really think the best free resources that are out there are Google and the SEC's website, and I'm not kidding. I think the best site for form agreements is Edgar. If there's something two businesses can agree to, it's on Edgar. The trick is, Edgar, as you know, is not the easiest interface to use in terms of searching. A lot of companies have made a lot of money, putting interfaces on Edgar and calling it something else. It's basically a tool to get you to search what's on Edgar and available for free. So, if you know how to work Edgar, and really using the best way to get to Edgar is to use the advanced search tool that's on there, and that helps you drill down a little bit and is a little more customizable and a lot easier than just kind of scrolling through company filings. But I am really a big fan of the SEC's website as a starting point for an awful lot of research for form documents. There's just such an incredible volume on there, and by really some of the best law firms in the world are posting up their stuff for free. Law firm websites are also a treasure trove of information, especially the ones that have capital markets and M&A blogs. If you read our blogs, you see folks that come up repeatedly. Davis Polk, Cooley, Cleary, Shearman, they all have great blogs on M&A and securities litigation. Latham's Words of Wisdom securities law blog is terrific. MoFo's Jumpstarter. There are a bunch of Delaware-centric blogs out there that you need to check every day. Francis Pileggi, Morris James, K&L Gates. And these, by the way, if you look at the Deal Lawyers website, I've just updated them to add a bunch of new blogs, and I know that over on the corporate counsel set, the main blog, we have a very, very lengthy list of blogs, and those are excellent places to get started in terms of looking for content. Academic studies are actually fairly useful tools sometimes for training, and I still think SSRN is the best place to go for those. Not the easiest place to search, but they do have various libraries. They have a legal library that you can search authors and search keywords and everything. And it's not perfect, but it does lead. If you get accustomed to it, you'll find some very in-depth resources there. I want to talk a little bit about surveys too, because those are really excellent sources for information on market practice and understanding, what people are coming to in terms of deals, and there are just a lot of them out there. The granddaddy of them all, I think, is the Deal Points survey from the ABA. That's very comprehensive, and they've got a private company one, a public company one, and they've got them in Canadian. They have various iterations of them, all of which are very good tools. Nixon Peabody does a MAC survey every year that we post that's quite good. Houlihan Lokey, obviously, termination fee survey. I think Seifert Shaw is very useful for private company deals. They do a middle market private deal survey, and that looks specifically at the survival of reps and warranties and indemnification terms. So, that's sort of a random walk through what I think are some really terrific training resources that are out there.
What about deal conferences? Which ones would you recommend? For beginners, and then also for more advanced.
Yeah, I mean, I think Tulane, I think, has always been the best for M&A. That one of the great things about that is everybody seems to go to it. They typically will get a very high profile speaker, somebody very senior from the commission. You will have Delaware judges that'll be on panels there. You'll have kind of a who's who of M&A at Tulane, and also it's in New Orleans, which is not such a bad thing. If you can con your way to New Orleans on the company's nickel, that's nice work on your part. and that's a little advanced, I think, but, you know, kind of the basic nuts and bolts conferences, you know, the one that everybody used to go to, and I think that's still very popular, is PLI's Annual Securities Institute in New York, and then the SEC Speaks event. Those have typically been the big events for capital markets types, and there are usually several nuts and bolts of securities regulation that PLI will put together that are, you know, good. And so, you know, so many of these things are available online now, too, which is really, really nice in terms of their accessibility.
And what about how to best attend a conference? I have a short video that I've created, so I've got my own views, but what do you think those who are not used to going to conferences, what would you recommend that they do?
Well, I just said how wonderful online stuff is, and I think that's true because it increases accessibility. But if you can actually physically be there, I think that's a world of difference. When you're there, you can ask questions. You can maybe talk to a panelist or two at the at a reception. But you're also just surrounded by a bunch of other folks that are doing the same thing that you are. It's a great way to network with people. It's a great way if you have questions, you know, to strike up a conversation with somebody else who may have more experience than you. I think that, you know, that's really one of the best ways to go through these things. I also think that, to me, that the real value of those is in the presentations themselves that people are making, the actual commentary that's going on up there. Usually, if you go to a conference, you're going to get, you know, hundreds of pages of outlines, and that's nice, and you can take them with you, and they're potentially a resource that, you know, you might look at once or twice in the rest of your career. But I really think that hearing folks who know how to do deals and who have dealt with issues and are going back and forth at a high level and really listening to what they're saying, I think is the best way to kind of soak up a conference. A lot of times I'll be at a conference and I'll see folks, gazing off. In the old days, it used to be you'd fold up your Wall Street Journal and try and be very innocuous and inconspicuous as you read through that. Now everybody's sort of scrolling down through their phones. I really think you're missing the best part of it if you're not paying close attention to what's going on up on the dais, because that's, you know, that's where people are really sharing their practical experience based on the deals they've done, or if you've got folks from the SEC up there or another regulator, the deals they've regulated and what their concerns are. So I think you go there and you really pay close attention to the presentation, and don't think that it's all in the presentation materials, because chances are it isn't.
So the tough one is, how do you get permission from your employer to attend one of these things? How do you get the money?
Well, I think the best way to get anything you want from your law firm or your corporation is tie it directly to a client need. I mean, if there is a conference that has a topic that is just, you know, right on the money in terms of a particular issue that your clients are facing, or a major client is facing, or that your company is facing internally, that's the best way to sell it, is not sort of, gee, I really want to go for this thing because for general reference. There's a specific client need out there. And by the way, let me give you a little hint. If you're going to a big conference, you can always identify something like that. And a lot of times the request forms, at least the law firm request forms I'm familiar with, say, you know, they'll ask for justification. And I think your odds are an awful lot higher if you can point it to a specific transaction or a series of transactions or a client or a defined need, rather than, gee, it would really be neat for me to go and listen to the Delaware Chancery Court talk about Delaware corporate law with the top practitioners in the country. It's really, you know, if you want to get somebody to dip into the budget, give them a specific reason that's going to address a need that the client has, bring in money to the law firm. It's a bottom line business, and identify a bottom line reason why you need to go.
And I hate to ask this, but what's a bad training resource?
Anything that comes in giant three-ring binders, you'll never look at it. And I've been to many of those presentations where, people draw out these things, and you can't even put them in your briefcase to take them back with you. They're so gigantic. I've been at a lot of seminars like that, and I just People don't tend to look at that stuff. And I think things that are in outline format, again, they're not bad to have. You want them in your. But if you're looking at something that people are going to refer to again and again, the stuff that looks like it was what you bought in law school at your bookstore to take your securities reg final, those kind of bookstore outlines, I don't think those are really helpful. I think the best stuff is the stuff that is in conversational format or is tied to real world experiences, not string citing cases, although we're all guilty of that. I think the more that you can tie the more the materials are tied to practicalities rather than to sort of abstractions, which I think a lot of the outlines that you tend to get at things are, the better off that you are. I attended your proxy conference, our proxy conference last year for the first time after I joined, and that's one of the things that really struck me, Brock, was, you're not real heavy on huge materials. I mean, there are materials people take, but it's very much focused on the interaction between panelists. They're quick. You don't lose your track of mind. And I think that to me, that's a very effective format. And the ones where folks just sort of drone on and on and on and refer you to their 800-page outlines, those just aren't really very good, I think.
Great stuff. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.